The Oscars may be a month away, but this Wednesday, the 48th annual Grammy Awards are given out in Los Angeles. There's already plenty of buzz around such superstars as U2, Kanye West, and Mariah Carey. But our music director, Ned Wharton, scanned the list of nominees for some out-of-the-way surprises that probably won't make the next cover of Entertainment Weekly.
You don't hear a lot about polka nominees, for example. That's Jimmy Sture, one of this year's nominees in the polka field, who's teamed up with guitarist Duane Eddy for that cut from his CD, Shake, Rattle, and Polka. There are over 100 categories in the Grammy Awards. Everything from world music to spoken word to surround sound is represented. Jazz composer Herbie Hancock blurs the lines between the genres as he reaches out to rock, world, and alternative players in his new CD, Possibilities. Hancock's been nominated for 3 Grammys this year, as a soloist on Terrence Blanchard's CD Flow, plus 2 nominations for Possibilities. Best Pop Instrumental Performance for this cut featuring ex-Phish guitarist Trey Anastasio, and this one, A Song for You with Christina Aguilera, nominated for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. The group LCD Sound System electrifies the dance floor with music from their new CD, which is nominated for Best Electronic Dance Album. Their sound recalls the heyday of post-punk discos in this song nominated for Best Dance Recording. Daft Punk is playing at my house. It's getting harder and harder to find jazz on the radio, or in popular culture these days, so it's good to scan the Grammy nominees to see what's hot in the field. One of the most inventive composers in jazz who deserves more attention is drummer and percussionist John Hollenbeck. The New York-based John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble has been nominated for its CD, A Blessing. On the world music stage, the players from the Buena Vista Social Club are having their moment in the sun, thanks to an explosion of interest in Cuban music following the documentary film several years back. Sadly, many players have since passed away, but some are still going strong. Trumpeter Manuel Guajiro Mirabal has a Grammy nomination for Best Traditional Tropical Latin Album. As for the big-name nominees for the big-name categories like Record and Album of the Year, I'm sure U2 and Gorillaz and Gwen Stefani are all deserving, but there's only one Grammy nominee I'm really rooting for this year. Beck, nominated for Best Alternative Music Album for his phenomenally fun and funky CD, Huero.
See the vegetable man in the vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band. In the middle of the street, people gather around. Put the dollar in the can. I wait, K-O-T-A. DJ cowboys hang around. Sleeping in the sidewalk with a Burger King crown. Never wake them up. Más cerveza to the rooster crows, vatos vergallos.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts, including full audio tracks and more Grammy nominees from Off the Beaten Path, can be found on our website at npr.org.